Welcome to Measuring Success Right, the official podcast of the Marriott Student Review, a podcast for students by students, where we connect the leaders of tomorrow with the issues of today.
Everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Marriott Student Review. Today, our guest on the show is Jeff Idem. Jeff is a student here at BYU and is part of the marketing team for the Marriott Student Review. Jeff is also a member of the United States Army and is working on applying to the supply chain program here at BYU. Jeff, it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Happy to be here.
So what are some of your responsibilities doing marketing for the Marriott Student Review?
For the Marriott Student Review, we're a business journal, and I'm the team lead for the marketing team. Me specifically, I work a lot with the email marketing. I've set up all of their email marketing so that you can get things like the Saturday reads and get the different articles and our issues. And so that's mainly what I focus on. But members of my team also work with the social media and managing that, making sure that we can reach out to people through those different channels, along with our physical presence. We do booths and a couple different activities like that.
Great. How many people are in the marketing team?
Right now, just two of us, just me and I have one other girl that works with me, and it's a small team, but it's effective, I guess.
Yeah, that's great. It seems like you guys have gotten a lot done this semester. So you're in the United States Army. What specifically do you do for that?
That's a great question. So I kind of fill two roles right now. On one side, I'm in the enlisted side of an artillery unit here in Utah, and I'm on what's called a paladin crew, which is like a huge, kind of looks like a tank, but it's not a tank.
Uh-huh.
It's a cannon, and so I'm on a paladin crew there, but I also fulfill the role of a cadet here at BYU. I'm in the BYU ROTC, which is a fun experience. It's a preparation course that you go through while you're in college, that when you graduate, you're able to graduate and commission as an officer in the United States Army. And then from there, you can branch into different areas in the military and do different things there. So those are the two main roles that I hold right now.
Okay. How long have you been doing those?
Yeah. So I first enlisted at the end of 2020. I think it was November 4th of 2020 is when I enlisted. And then I went to this last summer. I spent a month out in Oklahoma, at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. And I was there for my training, going through basic combat training and advanced individual training. That's where I was trained in the artillery to be on a paladin crew, and that's how long I've been since about the end of 2020 is when I enlisted.
So you did basic training. When was that again?
So that was last summer. I went from the beginning of May until end of August.
Okay, what was basic training like? I've heard it's like the hardest thing ever. What was your experience?
I wouldn't say it's the hardest thing ever. The thing about basic training is it's meant to help you kind of conform and live to follow orders, basically, right? And so they're much more physically demanding things, but it's very mentally taxing. So it gets pretty old. You get some late nights and some pretty early mornings, a lot of people yelling at you, and people doing stupid things and everyone getting punished for it. So it's a lot of stuff like that. It's kind of interesting because you get to meet a lot of people from all over the country. People come from, they come from like Puerto Rico and places like that. And so you have all these people from all these different backgrounds, and you put them all together, and all of a sudden you have 60 of you living in a bay, and you're trying to communicate and trying to get things done. And it causes a lot of conflict, but it's interesting to see how people overcome those conflicts. You work together to accomplish tasks. So it's a very, very interesting, always changing environment, it seems like.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be very different than anything else you'd ever done.
It was. I mean, looking back, it was a good experience. It's not something I want to do again.
Yeah.
Definitely a one-time experience, but I'm glad I went.
How long were you there for?
So basic training is a total of 10 weeks, and then after you complete basic training, At that point, you're considered a soldier, and you know, mm-hmm. you know all the basics. And then from there, you go into what's called AIT, or Advanced Individual Training. And at that point, you go and you're trained on your specific job. And so my specific job is called a 13 Bravo, or a cannon crew member, artillery cannon crew member. And so I spent another 7 weeks in Oklahoma being trained on the artillery.
Wow, that's super cool. What got you interested in joining the Army?
That's a great question. When I was younger, when I was 16, I decided like I really wanted to be a doctor. And so I had all these plans, wanted to be a doctor, I wanted to go to medical school, I wanted to be a pediatric surgeon, and I did an internship, and it just like solidified all that for me. And then I found out pretty quick that college is pretty expensive, and so I got to BYU, and I realized after like 2 semesters, I was like, man, I don't have any money for this. Yeah. So I started considering my options to join the military. And I started considering my options of how to pay for school, and the military was I've always known that that the military will pay for your school, and so I thought, okay, well, that's a good option. I wasn't too sure about it, and then I was dating my wife. I was dating my girlfriend at the time, and we were thinking about getting married, and I didn't know how I was going to pay for school, and we actually ended up breaking up because she wanted to make sure that she wanted to get married, and so we spent about 2 months broken up, I should say. And in that 2 months, I started really looking into joining the military to pay for my school, because this was the summertime, fall was coming. I was like, man, I don't know how I'm going to pay for this upcoming semester. And so I started looking at recruiters, and so I joined mostly in the beginning to pay for school, because I knew that they'd pay for medical school as well. Uh-huh. And so I enlisted. My wife ended up getting married. We ended up getting married, and then I ended up going to basic training, and AIT came back. Realized I didn't want to be a doctor anymore, which was kind of funny, because I'm like, okay, well, I just joined the military to pay for medical school and pay for my schooling, and I don't want to be a doctor. And but you know, I don't regret it looking back. I would still join the military again. I've really enjoyed my time, so that's the main reason I joined. And now I'm in because I really enjoy doing all the Army stuff. I really enjoy getting to go out in the field and do all the fun things that comes with being in the Army.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that story of joining because you wanted to go to medical school and then realizing you want to do the Army, not medical school.
Kind of trap myself there.
Yeah, they trapped me on that one. How long do you want to keep doing this?
That's another good question, a question I'm not sure I have the answer to. So my commitments to the military, when you enlist, you commit for 6 years, minimum is about 6 years. Well, that's how long my contract is, uh-huh. 6 years. But when you graduate from college and you become an officer through the ROTC, you have your commitment is I think it's minimum 4 to 5 years. And so the minimum I'll be close to 10 years by the time my commitment's through. At that point, I'll have to kind of reevaluate. I would like to probably stay a full 20 years, have a complete military career, but it depends on a lot of things, on my civilian career, depends on my family, how it is on them. So it's tough to answer that one.
Yeah, no, that's cool. So is 20 years considered like a full military career?
Yeah, 20 years. Once you stay in for 20 years, at that point you can receive your retirement benefits. And,
okay.
And so that's considered your full military career.
Cool. How is your life different now that you're in the Army, you're actively participating in that kind of stuff, than it was before when you had not joined that?
It's changed a lot. Well, I think that first off, it plays a big role on myself and my wife. They always say that when if you're married, it's not just you that's joining the Army, it's your spouse as well. And I've definitely felt that. I spend a lot of weekends away during training. This month alone, I've spent a total of 12 days between this month and last month, about 12 days in the field.
Wow.
And on top of school and having my wife at home. And so it's definitely it's time consuming, definitely. Along with that, ROTC is a program that you're doing during the day, and so we have labs once a week that are a couple hours long, and I have a class for that as well. And so I'm very, very involved, and it definitely adds to the workload that's already on my plate. It also puts you in a very unique how should I say, very unique, just living circumstances. You get to know people that you'd never get to know.
Oh, for sure.
Outside of the military, people who are very, you just get outside of your normal social circle, I guess. So you get to know a lot of people, a lot of cool people.
Yeah, that's super cool. So you have a lot of things to balance in your life. You have, you know, the ROTC, the Army, your wife, school. How do you manage all of that?
Some days it doesn't feel like I do manage it very well. I think that it takes a lot of planning. I spend a lot of time, my weekend, Saturday and Sunday, I try to spend a couple hours planning out my week and try to map out everything that I have. I think that's definitely something that gets me through is planning. I also just try to keep a good attitude. I think that the military, it's pretty difficult. You know, it's pretty taxing and it takes a lot out of you. But I definitely try to keep a good attitude and try to make the best of it. I've competed in the ROTC with all the other cadets, and I actually got awarded to go to a school called Air Assault, which is a military school where you get to learn about how to work with Blackhawks, rappelling, and like sling loads, like attaching things to Blackhawks and Chinooks, and get to work with kind of like that, those types of things.
Yeah.
And so I'm really excited to go do that. And so
when is that going to be?
So that'll be this summer. I'll go in June. It's a 10-day course. And so I'm really excited to do that. And so I just try to, I guess how I manage it is just trying to keep a good attitude and looking for the best situations possible and make the best of the situation.
Yeah, that's super awesome. So obviously you've met a ton of people in the Army, you know, like you said, during basic training, people from all over the place came and you were living with them and doing all these practice courses and that kind of stuff with them. So you've met a ton of people. What would you say makes somebody successful in the Army?
Being successful in the Army, I think that when it comes to the military, military really looks for leaders, and that doesn't necessarily mean the commanders, the officers, the guys that are making all the decisions. Being successful in the military is being a good leader, being able to help those around you, be able to do the right thing, especially when things get really hard. So I think success in the military is ultimately comes from leadership, being a good leader, learning how to be empathetic and to get to lead by example, do the hard things so that other people are able to do that as well. So I'd say, yeah, definitely leadership is what being a good leader makes you successful in the military.
I like that. What are some of the qualities you see in good leaders that you've worked with?
Yeah, so my first section chief, when I came back in the Army, when you get in the artillery, they have some different like vocabulary. So I'm in what's called a section.
Uh-huh.
And my section chief, his name was Staff Sergeant Brown. So he passed away about 2 months ago. But he was an amazing leader. And something I loved about him was he led by example. One thing that's pretty common when you get leaders in the military is that they're really good at delegating. You know, that, hey, like, tell the lower guys, like, hey, go do this, go do that. But one thing I loved about Staff Sergeant Brown was he was always there with us doing kind of like the grunt work, kind of the stuff that normally people in his position wouldn't be doing. You know, he was always with us under the gun, fixing things. If we had a problem, taking care of it. He was very hands-on and led by example. And that's something that I really looked up to him for. Him passing away. He passed away about 2 months ago.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was a hard loss. We were definitely sad to lose him, but he definitely made a big very very big impression on us. So
yeah, sounds like he has. That's also something I've seen with some of the leaders I've worked with in various settings in school, internships and other type of things. It's just like those who lead by example are always the best. So in your personal life and just for you, how do you define success, or how do you measure success?
I think that success can be measured in two kinds of ways. I think that first, there's a pretty basic answer to that success comes from achieving like a specific goal or desire, you know. And I think that can be, I mean, that's in business and in life, we use that definition pretty commonly. But I think when it comes to people and it makes a successful person, I think that life, our goals change, life changes, who we are changes, and so those goals change, and so it's difficult to measure the success of our lives based on a specific goal or outcome. And so I think that success really comes from being able to be proud of what you've done, you know, whether it was your intended desire or goal, being able to say, hey, I did this and I'm proud that I did that. I worked hard for this, and just being happy with what you've done at the end of the day. I think that's how you define success in a person's life.
I think that's a great way to measure success. Thanks for sharing that with us, Jeff. And thanks for being on the show. It's been great having you.
Thanks. I've been happy to be here. And we'd love to have you guys subscribe to our email list. And you can find that on our website at the Marriott Student Review. And to subscribe to get some of our cool articles and Saturday reads that are coming up.
Well, and thank you to all who listened to today's episode. And like Jeff said, go subscribe to our email list. There's a lot of cool content that we're working on, and I think you guys will all really enjoy it. So thank you all.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or SoundCloud so you never miss an episode. Be a friend and tell a friend about measuring success right.
This podcast is a project of the Marriott Student Review at Brigham Young University. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Marriott Student Review or online at marriottstudentreview.org.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect official policy or position of Brigham Young University or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.